Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today and a high nearing 65. Some rain showers possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 31. Sunshine returning through Christmas Day Saturday and a high nearing 55. Some clouds roll in over Saturday night with a low around 30. Some clouds lingering into Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high nearing 61 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas prosecutors say a 21-year-old Democratic state lawmaker who is charged with domestic battery in a disturbance involving his brother is no longer eligible for diversion. Johnson County Assistant District Attorney Samantha Shannon said in a Zoom hearing on Wednesday that the issue is that a warrant was issued for Aaron Coleman after a motion to revoke his bond was filed in the wake of his arrest last month on suspicion of drunken driving. But Coleman's attorney, David Bell, said he didn't know what had changed to prevent diversion. A hearing is set for January 7th. Fire crews in the city of Shawnee worked two fires in the past 24 hours caused by hot coals flaring up after being thrown out. Fire crews reminded the public to make sure the coals have cooled completely. The best step is to put them in a metal can and then place them in an outdoor trash bin. They also urged the public to check smoke detectors before Christmas guests arrive. Authorities reported no injuries from the fires. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A man accused of sexual crimes against a 15-year-old girl which sent her to the hospital has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his crime. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagi says Edward Jack Kellogg was charged for sexual crimes against a child in 2019. Officers found the incident happened in an alleyway near 6th and Clay. The investigation found Edward Jack Kellogg, who was almost 39 at the time, had perpetrated the crime. Kellogg pleaded guilty to aggravated indecent liberties with a child between 14 and 16 in May of 2021. Sentencing is scheduled for February 15th for a Coffeyville man who pleaded no contest to first-degree murder in the 2019 shooting death of a young woman in Independence. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt on Tuesday announced the plea by 20-year-old Benjamin Job Mason II. Kimberly Meeks was shot to death on December 14th, 2019, as she and a man were walking. Authorities said the shooter fired at them and drove away. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The founder of a Nebraska trucking firm has agreed to pay a $486,900 fine to the federal government for purchasing large amounts of his company's stock as a director without properly reporting it. The Federal Trade Commission announced on Wednesday that Clarence Werner, founder of the Omaha-based truckload carrier Werner Enterprises, Inc., reached the agreement to settle charges that he violated federal antitrust law. Federal authorities say Werner exercised stock options in 2007, 2009, 2012 and 2019 to acquire shares of Werner Inc., but failed to make the proper federal filings required by law. One day, a mining company hopes to dig up rare materials in one corner of Nebraska that would be used to make steel and aluminum stronger. But first, the 10-person company has to raise more than $1 billion. The Biden administration wants the U.S. to develop a reliable domestic supply of rare minerals, but the Nebraska project shows the difficulty. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Record low unemployment numbers have employers region-wide scrambling for employees. Marshall County Partnership for Growth highlighted a statewide map with a majority of counties below 2%, including just 1.3% unemployment locally for Marshall, Washington, and Nemaha counties. Similar numbers are noted in Nebraska, with most dipping even below what would normally be considered full employment. It's estimated that upwards of 500 positions are currently open locally, and the Partnership for Growth has a lengthy list of employers and specific job openings listed on the organization website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. For those seeking help, that service is provided free of charge. And additional details are available by contacting Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber at 785-207-7598 or email choosemarshallcounty@gmail.com. The record low unemployment has further challenged local small business owners, with some restaurants and others reducing hours to accommodate. Larger firms are also impacted, with orders and production backed up at times longer than normal. Again, a job site is available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. Tara Clausen will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She's with the North Central Kansa Regional Library, which serves our local communities.
Great, thank you. Really pleased to be with you today. Again, my name is Tara Clausen. I'm the Executive Director for Kansa United Way. Kansa United Way is a agency that focuses on our community's greatest needs, specifically where we can make a difference in programming with that focuses on education, health, and financial stability. So really pleased to service the Northeast Kansas area here, Riley County, Pottawatomie County, all the way up north to the Nebraska line, which very much includes Washington and Marshall County. So really looking forward to the future and how I can partner and make a difference for all of our community individuals.
A national initiative titled the Dolly Parton Early Reading Program is now being expanded locally.
The main goal of the Dolly, first let me say I'm super excited to bring the Dolly Parton Imagination Library to the Kansa United Way service area. The main focus of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library really is to make a difference for our children in early childhood literacy, encouraging our families to become a part of the program so that our preschoolers, children ages 0 to 5, can build their own personal libraries at their homes. And foster that love of reading. Statistics very much prove that when we have early readers going into kindergarten, there's much more opportunity for academic success, which we know when we have strong foundations, then we can become and have more opportunities to be the adults and have the kind of life we'd like to have and be contributing members of our society.
Tara Clausen explains more, including the local connections on our public affairs program. Listen Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Lila Jean Ampey McKenzie, age 91, of North Glen, Colorado, formerly of Washington, passed away October 23rd. There will be a celebration of life service Monday, 10 a.m., at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington In charge of arrangements were Lila Jean Ampey McKenzie. Wayne Luters, age 70, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel Stateline Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Luters. Larry L. Ditmers, age 68, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Larry Ditmers.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Breakfast is back, one day only, Friday, December 24th at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. A special limited menu, 7 to 11 this Friday morning at the Wagon Wheel. Reminding you, buy four $25 gift cards, get two $25 gift cards free now through Christmas Eve. They'll be closing at 2 p.m. on Friday.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As the jet stream starts to flatten over our region, our temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday. The jet stream will remain fairly north throughout Friday before slightly starting to dip south on Saturday. Today, temperatures will be at least 10 to 30 degrees above our seasonal average for this time of year. Typically for Christmas Eve, we can expect to see highs in the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the mid 30s and mid 40s throughout Missouri. Today, our temperatures will be reaching the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 60s and mid 70s throughout Missouri, and Kansas with highs almost 40 degrees above their seasonal average, with highs ranging in the mid 60s and lower 80s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 41. Record high on this date, 66. The average low, 21, and the record low, 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:45. Sunset this evening, 5:09. 41 degrees this morning in Marysville matches the typical high for late December. So it's going to be a mild Christmas weekend. Should be great if you have any travel plans, but no white Christmas in the offing. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of December. It's Christmas Eve. KNDY News Time is 7:17.
Everyone knows Bite Me Barbecue offers some of the best barbecue, but did you know they also offer the best Christmas stocking stuffers? If you head down to Bite Me Barbecue today, you can buy a $30 gift card for only $20. So what are you waiting for? Head down to Bite Me Barbecue today to take advantage of this limited time offer.
The Titans silence their critics on Thursday Night Football. Hi, everyone. I'm Derek Dennis reporting on sports, trying to get back on track. After losing three of their past four, the Titans were thrilled to have star receiver A.J. Brown back in a matchup with one of the NFC's hottest teams.
Tannehill drops. Pressure coming. He fires that field. Touchdown, Titans!
The call on the Titans radio network, after spending more than a month on injured reserve, Brown quickly returned to his old form, catching 11 passes for 145 yards and a touchdown. Randy Bullock's 44-yard field goal with 4 seconds left lifted Tennessee past the 49ers 20-17. NBA, after the Warriors blew a 19-point lead in their last meeting with the Grizzlies, Stephen Curry made sure history wouldn't repeat itself.
Want to Scott Anderson, drifts right, drives right, goes up, kicked it left. There's Curry wide open for three. Got it in the left corner.
On KGMZ, behind Curry's game-high 46 points, Golden State outlasted Memphis 113-104. The Hornets head into the Christmas holiday on a high note thanks to an epic comeback on the road in Denver.
Rozier spins away from pressure. Gives to P.J. Catch and shoot three. Is good again! P.J. Washington!
On WFNZ, P.J. Washington knocked down several three-pointers while Kelly Oubre scored 14 of his 23 points in the final quarter. Charlotte outscored the Nuggets 38-13 in the fourth, on the way to a 115-107 win. After their franchise record 18-game winning streak was snapped earlier this month, the Suns have wasted little time beginning a new one.
Here's Booker for three. Suzanne! It counts. Just as the buzzer sounded, Booker hit the trio.
On KMVP, Devin Booker and Cam Johnson combined for 51 points in Phoenix's 113-101 win over the Thunder. The Suns have won five straight and have the league's best record of 26-5. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC Sports.
Mason Tax and Accounting in Marysville wishes you a year filled with happiness. May every day of the new year be filled with success, happiness, and prosperity for you. Happy New Year. Here's wishing you all the joy of the season. Warmest wishes for the holiday season from Mason Tax and Accounting.
The Kramer family and the staff at Kramer Oil and CJ Express stores in Marysville hope that during this time of faith and family, the true meaning of Christmas fills you with joy. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year from the Kramer Oil family to yours.
Christmas is the perfect season to reach out to others when laughter and good tidings are in the air. Dave's Body Shop wishes your Christmas will find you among family and friends, sharing the spirit of the season. Enjoy the fellowship of these holidays as we reflect on the past year and eagerly look forward to the coming year. Season's greetings from Dave's Body Shop in Marysville.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance has lots of hot-priced furniture, appliances, and TVs in stock, all at hot sale prices. An LG 70-inch 4K smart TV, only $788. An Amana dishwasher, $399. 26-cubic-foot side-by-side stainless refrigerator with ice and water, now $999. Or a 10-cubic-foot chest freezer, only $299. All in stock and always free shipping to your door on items over $299. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from J&M Liquor in Wymore. Open on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve from your hometown liquor store, J&M Liquor.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's recent updated trade numbers shows China is buying U.S. ag commodities at a faster pace than last year. Correspondent Chad Smith with more on those current numbers at the end of the Phase 1 trade agreement draws near.
The Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. comes to an end in early 2022. Veronica Nye, senior economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this year's numbers are better in 2021 than at the same time last year.
Thus far in 2021, which is data from January through November, we've exported $30 billion to China. That's up 33% compared to the same time period in 2020 when we had sold $22.5 billion.
Nye isn't sure that even the faster buying pace will get China to its purchasing commitments this year.
The Phase 1 goal for 2021 is $40.4 billion. At $30 billion, China is relatively close. In December 2020, China bought about $4 billion worth of U.S. ag product. Those of you doing the math, they're about $10 billion short. So far, if the pattern holds, China's going to be behind in their purchase commitments for 2021.
Nye says the relationship between the U.S. and China is challenging.
There's a lot of issues outside of agricultural trade that are significant, a lot of geopolitical issues, which means that though U.S. agriculture trade is incredibly important, you have to deal with a lot of significant political issues before you can start talking about U.S. ag trade. The additional communication and meeting between our government can only be helpful, however. The tariffs continue, but the purchase agreement is over at the end of 2021. That makes the relationship between U.S. and China all the more complicated going into 2022.
Chad Smith, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Welcome, everybody, to the Steckline Report. And before I forget about it, Merry Christmas. I hope you're getting ready for a good Santa Claus visit, because he's on his way. I found out about that. But in the meantime, I want to find out if there's any Santa Claus coming for farm ground sales. Jim Elliott's with me, Hayden Outdoors, who is... How many states are you guys in?
Oh, man. I've been growing by leaps and bounds. I want to guess 27 right now.
27 states. Well, Iowa, I know it's good farm ground, but I don't know if it's that good, Jim. Missouri has jumped 14%. What's going on here? Are we that crazy?
Maybe not that crazy, but certainly up. The market's been strong, and it's been strong for quite a while now. We've got discerning buyers, and inventory's low, interest rates are low, and farm prices are up. It's been a good run.
A little bit worried about a couple of things. Farm prices are up. You're right there, Jim, but so's expenses big time. So when the old pencil is showing the bottom line, that's going to be a little scary maybe to some people. And then if we get this interest rate going up like some people think a little bit, will that kind of cool things off a little?
It may. I tell you, we've got a bevy of strong buyers. Always looking for the next piece.
Tell me about what kind of average price we're looking at for good farmland here in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're seeing upwards of $5,000 to $6,000 for good irrigated stuff, good water,
dry land
in the $3,000 to $3,200 seems like.
Is that right? Not bad. What about pasture land?
$18,000 to $2,200.
Well, that's interesting. And the problem is you don't have a lot to sell, huh?
It's been, we're looking for, I've got a list of buyers looking for sellers.
Hayden Outdoors, thank you for Jim for coming by.
Homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA.
No sale today as Marysville Livestock Auction wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas. They will offer one final sale in 2021 next Thursday. They will offer a sale next Thursday, December 30th. Call ahead for early consignment listings, any of their fieldmen or the Marysville Livestock Incorporated sale barn. Again, no sale today wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Old St. Nick has had quite an image makeover through the ages. A look at the original bringer of gifts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 24th. Christmas Eve is the 358th day of the year, and author Mary Higgins Clark was born on this day in 1929. As we await the annual visit by a certain jolly old elf, it is interesting to look back at how the legend of St. Nick has evolved through the ages. The original St. Nicholas, in fact, was far from the jolly, outgoing fellow he's been made out to be. He was a fiery Greek bishop imprisoned for his faith. But one of his character traits does live on, his reputation for leaving gifts in secrecy. Dropping gold coins down a chimney or leaving money in stockings were his trademark style. Third century St. Nicholas would surely be amazed that his example is something we carry on today, even more so that it's by a jolly fellow in a flashy red suit. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30. From KNDY. Hope Santa doesn't need any snow. Doesn't look like a white Christmas. We start the day at 41 degrees, which is a seasonal high for this time of year. And we'll look for a gradual warm-up of temperatures again today. Could be into the 60s, near a record high, in fact.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Six different Kansas City Chiefs players were selected to the 2022 NFL Pro Bowl. That tied the Chiefs with the Chargers for most players selected to the Pro Bowl from one team. Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, Tyrann Mathieu, and Orlando Brown Jr. were all selected to the Pro Bowl. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes was selected to his fourth straight Pro Bowl game. Given the current landscape of the COVID-19 pandemic, Kansas basketball coach Bill Self is in support of Wednesday's change by the Big 12 Conference to the rules regarding COVID-related forfeits. Self said he did not see any way the conference could move forward with its existing policy of forcing a team that suffers from a COVID outbreak to forfeit a game. The Big 12's new policy now allows for a game to be considered a no contest if a team has fewer than six scholarship players and one coach. The league will also attempt to reschedule as many games as possible if that becomes necessary. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We'll wrap up our Coach's Corner conversations before the Christmas break. Cole Fredrickson, Marysville I Wrestling Coach, will be our guest at about 5:30 this evening on the Marysville Coach's Corner. And then we'll resume our Coach's Corners in the month of January.
Vielen Dank, heilige Nacht, Weihnachtslied, gesungen von Opernsänger Hans Hoffmann, Edison Rekord.
Sapp Brothers in Hanover sends you thoughtful wishes your way this Christmas season. May the treasures and traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And may you have a successful journey ahead in the new year. They'll be with you to fuel you on your way.
Our lives are brightened by all creatures, great and small. Prairie Valley Vet in Blue Rapids has enjoyed their time with you and your pets and livestock this year, and are eager for what the coming year has in store. Best wishes this Christmas season and a very happy new year from Prairie Valley Vet.
Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville, thanks you for your business this past year and looks forward to good things to come in the new year. Safe travels to you and your family this holiday season as you spend time with those dear to you. Best wishes this Christmas time and through the new year from Enan's Automotive.